Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
We're not going to talk politics for a moment. Nope. Not at all. We're going to take a breath here, take a break. We're going to talk to our good friend who's been wandering around with wild game on his breath and dirt in his toes and dirt under his fingernails. Clip those nails, would you please? Here comes Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron from MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, how are you?
Steve, that is another perfect description of my condition this morning.
Yeah,
well done.
What condition is your condition in? Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
So, hey, listen, I got a couple of quick shout-outs, if I may, because this is late-breaking news. First, well, this is not late-breaking, but please let's all remember, November 11th is Veterans Day.
Correct.
So with all the other chaos that's going on in the news, everything, let's all remember to honor those veterans, and I'll give you some information at the end if we have time. Also, a big thanks, some listeners of yours, a couple of ladies from Holly, came by my show in Milford this past weekend.
Good.
And they were wanting to vote, but what they wanted to know from you is, where is the voting for the sexiest man on the planet this year?
For Ron Rademacher? You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, there was a controversy last year. The recount is still going on. They want to make sure they get their absentee votes in. So I promised them I would get that in. And that you would get back to me on that.
Have you been drinking already today, Ron?
I have not. I have not, but I'm thinking about starting.
Yeah, why not? Just get rolling into it. You know, you sent me a picture here, I don't know, a couple of days ago, that I thought was just precious from Boyne City and the Boyne River Inn. And I just want to share with folks this thing. The fish, the sign was like a hand-painted sign. From the folks at Horton Bay, which is up on Lake Charlevoix, sent it down to the folks in Boyne City on the east end of Lake Charlevoix. The fish we don't catch in the Horton Creek are a lot bigger than the fish you fellas don't catch in the Boyne River. Volley Fox at the Red Foxy in Horton Bay. I just thought that was precious and cute and something just remarkable.
Well, I wanted to send it to you because it's going to be part of this Hidden Treasures project that you and I have been working on with some of the small towns across the state. People will hear more about that. But that statement was actually made by Volley Fox in 1947 at a political luncheon where all the different towns were invited in, and they're having their big meeting in Boyne City was the big, and they had it at the Boyne River Inn. So even the locals don't know that that sign is there. If you walk into the Boyne River Inn, go all the way to the back, look up on the above the windows, there is that sign commemorating that great statement. And listen, even if he really actually believed it, it doesn't make it a fish story.
Well, yeah, fair enough. All right, so where are we going to go? We got about 4 minutes here. Ron Rademacher's here every week to tell us about cool and wonderful and unique places and sometimes hidden treasures, yes, around the state of Michigan where you can make your way for a variety of experiences. Where are we starting?
Well, we may as well go to the Upper Peninsula because I will not be with you next week, November the 14th, because I will be in the kitchen volunteering at the Wild Game Feast in Nama, and we'll be off the grid. We're going to be making everything from bear to beaver to ribeye of the sky. If you're up that way, come on by, man. It's a great feed. I think it's like $8.
$8, beaver, ribeye in the sky, all things wild.
All things wild, bear, elk, deer, ducks, every kind of bird you can imagine. And it's all done with these old boys come out of the woods up there, and they're bringing great grandpa's recipe in. It's really, really a great time. So I will be, like I say, I'll be off the grid, so I'm going to miss you guys next Wednesday.
All right, fair enough. You know, I was just already mentioned Charlevoix County with Boyne City in Horton Bay, but Charlevoix itself has something to offer.
Yeah, and you know, since we're talking about food, this is, you got three or four more days of restaurant week, and Charlevoix does this every year. And all the restaurants in town give you some special stuff, some good tastings. The locals are all going to make it as usual to the Village Pub for that white fish and chips. But the new restaurants are going to be it'll be featured. I always tell people if you're going to go out there and go for a hike or go out to Fisherman's Island, make sure you find Andy's Deli. It's not downtown. It's out in a little neighborhood on Garfield Street, and they have the best sandwiches to go. I mean, probably in all of Northeast Michigan. Northwest Michigan.
Yeah, that's a big challenge, dude, because I've got one to throw in the ring there, but we'll get back to that. You laid down a challenge there. I'm not going to take away from what you said. Not this week.
No, I want to hear the challenge, because if you want to tell me where to go, I want to hear it.
For the best sandwich in the Northwest, I think the Lake Street Market has got, you know.
All right. I will. Yeah. I already concede.
All right. There you go.
Lake Street Market. Yeah. I had their smash burger a little while ago.
Yeah.
And you can't even believe how good this thing is. So not in all. Let's put Andy's in the top two.
All right. There you go. All right. Listen, we got to run because we only got a couple minutes here. I want to make sure we get to the International Wine and Food Festival. If we're going to drink and eat and all that merriness, let's go to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, this is it. It goes on next week. I'm including next week because I won't be here. International Wine and Food Festival at the DeVos Center. Awesome, awesome, great. You're going to find some stuff there. You're going to see the big guys. You're going to see the new guys. And I am told there might be some beer. It's called Wine and Food, but there might be some beer there, so it's worth going.
If you're there, there's going to be beer. What about Rochester? Oh, Rochester.
Yeah. Big Bright Light Show gets started next week, man. They light up the entire downtown, the entire shopping district. It's the 12th year. Be over 1 million bulbs. They light them up all at once.
A million.
Over a million bulbs. You have to see it to believe it. I've got a picture up online, but walking through it, it'll be up all. You have plenty of time. They leave it up all the way through December.
Right, fair enough. Ron Rademacher here with us. MichiganBackRoads.com, the place to find Ron. Now I want to say this because if you want to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Rademacher, wanderer, soil under his nails, toenails. That is, you really should clip those, Ron. He'll be doing a book signing.
You need a way to honor those soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
America.
Hold on. You're going to be doing a book signing. Relax. I'll get to the Reese across. Waterford, a book signing, a holiday gift show, Milford High School. Ron will be there with all the dirt under his nails, which he really should clip. So be there, Waterford. November the 17th is the date for that.
I don't miss it. The dates then on that. Voting for sexiest man on the planet.
Right. Now, back to what you were saying, which is important for remembrance of Veterans Day, November the 11th. Honor our fallen soldiers at wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. And if you'd like your place, your event, your people highlighted here, go to MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, and Ron Rademacher. He'll make it happen. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. I think I set a record for interrupting you this week.
That's all right.
We'll keep working on that.
I love you. It's all right. We're good, brother. We're good. Now get out of here.
I'm Ruth Johnson, your Secretary of State, and I'm also a mom. With cell phones and the internet, today's kids have an easy connection to music, games, information from around the world, and each other. Now, parents have some help protecting their children online. The Michigan Child Protection Registry is a free, secure service that blocks adult ads from reaching your child or teen on their electronic devices. Visit protectmichild.com and register your child.
Sponsored by SOS and MAB.
You know secondhand smoke is a health risk. When you see someone smoking or you smell smoke, you avoid it. Did you know the second leading cause of lung cancer cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted? It's radon gas. It may cause over 600 new lung cancers in Michigan this year. And the only way to know you're safe from radon is to have your home tested. 1 in 8 Michigan homes test positive for dangerous levels of radon gas. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS to learn more about radon and having your home tested. This message sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.